So life is tough. It seemed a grim truth upon which to be ending our meeting. And as if perfectly staged to underscore that dark note, at that moment there was a sudden crash of thunder and a deafening torrential downpour outside that muffled our words as we said goodbye. An instant later the electricity went off, an almost daily occurrence during this season in Dharamsala. The Dalai Lama was completely unruffled. In fact, his warm smile and cheerful manner were set off in bold relief against the darkened room and the ice storm raging outside. Clearly, here was a happy man. Everything about him bespoke the possibility of leading a happy life despite life's inevitable troubles. He himself had weathered his fair share of problems, the loss of an entire nation as he was forced into exile as a result of the communist Chinese invasion and occupation of Tibet. And he continued to tackle difficult problems on a daily basis, struggling to preserve his cultural heritage, fighting for the freedom of his people, for the human rights of all people, and often without success. Yet since the age of 6, he had been engaged in the training of his mind, learning how to remain happy despite life's unavoidable adversities. It seems to have paid off. So, he reminds us that if we can change some of the external conditions at the workplace that contribute to our dissatisfaction, we certainly should. If not, although it is not always easy or quick, it is still possible to be happy at work through reshaping our attitudes and outlook through inner training.